This is basically the second time around for Doyle on both plans. Last session, he vetoed a proposal that would have had people show a driver's license at the polls. The governor said the measure would discourage seniors from voting, and in particular, his own mother, who doesn't have a driver's license. Republicans say they tried to address the governor's concerns this time around by letting people vote with any state photo ID and by giving people free photo IDs if they ask for them. Still, Doyle's concerns were largely the same. He called the plan unnecessary and inconsistent with Wisconsin's tradition of allowing maximum access to the polls. He said the proposal as written would disenfranchise nearly 100,000 seniors. The governor also vetoed a measure that would have boosted enrollment in the voucher school program by 1,500 students. In his veto message, he said he's more interested in a broader effort that will help Milwaukee students at both public and private schools. Doyle said this proposal would help a few students at the expense of many. He estimates it would have cost Milwaukee public schools $16 million in state aid. Republican lawmakers have already said they'll try to override Doyle's veto of the photo identification measure, although it's unlikely they have the numbers. Should they fail, some have suggested they'll push for an amendment to the state's constitution instead. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.